It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Summer Orr, and she is the coordinator of the Green River Rocks Festival that's coming up on April 1st through 3rd. She works for Epicenter, which is the nonprofit in Green River that does all kinds of great things with the arts and everything down there. And we're going to talk about this because it's not just a rock mineral show. There are elements of that, but there are so many other things, and we're going to talk about that first. What makes this different? And then we'll talk about some of the things that they're going to have, because it's going to be a lot of fun. If you like rocks and minerals and dirt and fossils and all kinds of cool stuff like that, this is going to be right up your alley. Summer, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hi, Dave. It's so good to be on the air. So this event has been called Green River Rock and Mineral Festival in the past, and we've been hosting it for a couple of years now, but we've been changing the name now to Green River Rocks to essentially cover all the different things we're doing in this area. And it's not just a gem show. It's more of a educational event for rock hounders, for paleontologists, for people who just love, you know, the outdoors here in southern Utah. We have guided field trips to different sites very close by, like Fossil Point or Black Dragon Canyon. And it really is a more hands-on, day-to-day field trip event.
And as you said, we were talking before, you know, it got in there where it was just the Green River Rock and Mineral Show. And not that there's anything wrong with rock and mineral shows. A lot of people enjoy them. But that's not all that there is to it. You guys have got some really cool tours lined up and some guest speakers as well. So let's talk about them for just a moment.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a Friday night lecture that starts off the event on April 1st. With Dr. Julia McHugh, who's a curator of paleontology at the Dinosaur Journey in Fruta, Colorado. And she's going to come down and talk about cannibal dinosaurs and just some really cool, gnarly discussion points in that. That's going to be great for kids and great for families, I think, and just some really exciting information that she'll be bringing with us. And then we have on Saturday, Steve Acherson and Allison Mathis will be other two lecturers. So we have a pretty packed schedule. It's going to be people like Steve Acherson talking about conservation in the area because he's a archaeologist, and he's going to be leading some tours to different rock sites, rock art sites in the area. So we have a pretty broad spectrum of things you can be involved with, whether you're interested in rock hounding, whether you're interested in, you know, going to our vendor market on Saturday or listening to a talk by a paleontologist or going out to Fossil Point to a site with state paleontologists. That you can do so many different things at this festival.
And really, I think in our area, I mean, yes, you're looking to bring people in from outside of our area, but in our area, there are plenty of, I would say, amateur paleontologists and geologists in the area, because I know of just a handful in my family. My wife loves to do this. Her mom loves to do this. You know, we know whenever we go out on the San Rafael Swell, we're going to lose them for a good hour as they walk around staring at the ground. So I think there's plenty of people out there that this would really, you know, entertain, and that they would be really right up their alley, so to speak. And you were mentioning one thing about a gentleman that's going to give a talk about the Mill Creek footprints and those things.
Yes, Jim Kirkland. He's an amazing paleontologist. He discovered the Utah raptor, and he's going to be bringing a group of people out to the Mill Creek site, dinosaur track site.
So all of this is going on, once again, that first weekend in April, April 1st through the 3rd. And you guys have a great website. And is there some fees, or is all the information that they need going to be right there on the website?
The website is still being updated, but greenriverrocks.com. And there's going to be a schedule pretty soon live on the website for you to look at. And it is a free event, so it's entirely free. It does cost money to go into the museum, the John Wesley Powell Museum, which is where we all converge in the beginning on Friday. But to go to the field trips, to go to the vendor market, it's all free.
And once again, too, the other thing about your guys' website is there's links there for places to stay in Green River, how to get there if you've never been down that area before. It's just going to be a really fun weekend, and it's more than just a rock and mineral show, really, with all these guided tours. Some of the guided tours are going to be to places that maybe people have heard of, but they don't necessarily know how to get there. and you were mentioning the Black Dragon. Can you speak to the Black Dragon for just a moment?
Yeah, the Black Dragon Canyon is an awesome site about 20 minutes away from Green River, and it has rock art, has some petroglyphs in that canyon. Super easy hike, beautiful views of this, you know, amazing place that not a lot of people know about, I think. And it's super close by and a resource that Green River is really lucky to have. So we're excited to have people go out and look at it.
All right. And once again, that's probably a place that people maybe have heard of, but don't necessarily know how to get there or have never been there. So that's what this is all about. And you've got all this information on your website. As you said, you're going to keep updating that website when it gets closer to the date. This is going to be a great time for the entire family. And it's really close. It's down in Green River, April 1st through the 3rd. It's called Green River Rocks. Summer, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today and just letting people know about this event. And, you know, get out there and go have some fun. If people have questions, do you guys have an office there at the Epicenter that they could get a hold of you, or can they call, like, Green River City Hall? What's the best way to do that?
Yeah, we have an office number. Give us a call at 435-564-3330 or email info@greenriverrocks, and we'll definitely get back to you.
All right. Summer Orr with Green River Rocks. It's going to be fun. Get down there. Have a great time. Take the whole family and find out more about the geology of our area, because there's a lot out there that maybe you haven't seen. Once again, Summer, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.